Today we consider the misunderstanding, first in the reading of Jeremiah and then the gospel of Jesus by those who were supposed to believe in him. This whole week we've been hearing this long gospel about the Jews and Jesus fighting in the 8th chapter of John. The funny kind of like first line of it is Jesus began to speak to the Jews who believed in him. So these are the ones who were on his side at the beginning. In the book of Jeremiah, he recounts, terror on every side, denounce, let us denounce him from all those who were my friends, who are on the watch for any misstep of mine. When we think about the suffering of Christ, we often think about the physical suffering of Christ, especially in movies like The Passion of the Christ, which was immense. He suffered very immensely physically. But to me, the torture of Jesus, which was far worse, was the fact that he was betrayed by his friends, betrayed by those who were supposed to love him, who did love him at one point, and how his mission of love and mercy was completely misunderstood. Of course, his passion didn't end 2,000 years ago at Calvary. We are members by our baptism of the body of Christ. And when we suffer, that path to Calvary continues in our lives. And we have to believe that, and we have to be conscious of it. It's the old Catholic saying, which is, it's so helpful, just to offer it up, that when we go through difficult things, especially with betrayal or when people are out to get us, different things like that, where we've been hurt by other people, the sense of offering it up, that this isn't just abject, meaningless suffering, but if I unite this to the cross of Christ, I'm, as a member of the body of Christ, I'm able to use that suffering just like he did for the redemption of the world. Nothing we go through is meaningless. Because Jesus went through this suffering, nothing we suffer is meaningless. It's redemptive. It's exactly the same as when he suffered at Calvary 2,000 years ago. He suffers today in Bismarck in 2019. If we offer it up, if we say to him, Jesus, take this suffering and use it for the salvation of souls. Think of someone that you know that's left the church. And then when you go through these sufferings, offer it up for them. Say, God, I'm not going to lash out in anger at this person who just offended me. Instead, I'm going to respond calmly and offer up that suffering for the salvation of this person. Not only does it work for the redemption of souls, it also works for our redemption too, because it teaches us that we don't need to seek vengeance. Someone will get vengeance someday. That person's God. He can do that. Let's leave him to have the vengeance, him to make all things just. But as for us, we, like Christ, can suffer and suffer for the redemption of souls and the redemption of our own soul.